You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let me tell you a little story. There's a guy who used to be an old sales manager that I worked with many years ago. And we're still in touch every once in a while. He's divorced, met a new woman about 3 years ago. They've been exclusive for this whole 3 years. Well, I guess they started talking about marriage and everything looked rosy and beautiful, but it came to a screeching halt when he mentioned the idea of a prenup.
Oh, God.
He's bringing a lot into the relationship from a lifetime of accumulation, I guess you could say.
Monetarily speaking.
Yeah, monetarily and...
real estatally.
That business kind of stuff. Something?
And he kind of wants to protect it. And she has come back with something that I've actually heard Emily say, too. Her answer was, why are we talking about divorce before we're even married?
Mm-hmm.
He told me that she claims he sucked all the love and romance out of marriage.
Yeah.
By the way, just for the record, he's divorced. She's never been married before. She's about 10 years younger than him.
So he's chalking it up to experience, I guess.
Yeah. So the question before the panel is that unromantic? Is there any place for practicality in marriage? Emily, I'd like to turn to you. I want you to imagine just for a moment that gentleman caller is loaded.
Just for a moment? Yes. I like to think about that a lot.
Right. But think about it. Imagine that he's loaded and he proposes marriage, which you've been talking about for years. If he throws in the idea of a prenup, how do you respond?
Oh,
God. I know it's hard to do the hypothetical.
I know. It's tricky because, yeah, I'm not a practical girl. So while this is practical, and I would actually probably draw up papers for a prenup because, you know, like with GC and I, but I'm not practical and it would hurt me and it would probably, there would be like a series of conversations to filter through before any signature was had.
Could it possibly jeopardize the wedding?
Well, I don't know. How many deposits have we put down?
Right. How much is he worth?
And what do I get in this prenup?
That's the thing is like, you know, you'll be taken care of, hopefully.
Because what, you know, like, because
you might get $1 million.
I'm worth $1 million, I think.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, and if there's kids, is there extra on top of that? It's all very tricky. My mom works for a divorce lawyer, so this is all she ever talks about. And I'm telling you, even if you think you have nothing, people should get prenups. It sucks, but it's true.
It just makes it a lot easier probably when you do split. It's not as ugly. Mm-hmm.
So you are saying that you think it does suck the romance out of it.
Oh my God, it totally does. But you gotta do it. Because it's not only protecting him, I mean, we're protecting ourselves. And while we may be fluffy romantics, us ladies got to look out for us.
It's no different than buying insurance, I guess. Having insurance, thinking about financial future
getting
even.
In a car accident, life insurance.
Right.
He asked me, he goes, Dom, what do you think about it? Would you do a prenup? And I was like,
Oh, we know you would. Come on. You've got a lot to protect.
You would.
Your side business.
I had
business.
A lot to protect when I got married, you know, in the late 90s.
Yeah,
and
but
I
you got business
it.
Stuff
yeah, but you weren't
now.
As
your side stuff
jaded
that you
and bitter in the 90s.
I would probably have to look after my business.
Yeah,
you?
You'd have to. You'd have to do it.
I guess I feel awkward even thinking about asking a woman to sign a prenuptial arrangement.
You probably feel awkward asking another woman to marry
you. Yeah, that's you baby steps here, Dom. Baby steps.
Let's go to the phones and say, if we did a 5-call says it all.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't have to just be women. Let's face it. I mean, this can be the other way around just as easily.
Absolutely.
As a person, if your significant other
Sugar
who
mama.
You have fallen in love with said, hold the phone before we go any further, we're going to sign a piece of paper. How do you feel about that? And what is your prediction out of 5 callers?
I think that people are going to say yes, prenup. Here's the thing. You don't bring up the conversation with the papers. You know, you don't say, oh, look, by the way, you got to sign this.
I just so happen. You know?
This is my lawyer.
Right.
As soon as the other person says, yeah, I'd consider it, you whip it out of a backpack. Yeah. All right. Well, good.
Sign here.
Right here on page 3.
Initial here.
Mm-hmm. Don't read page 4. Don't read page 4. Just initial at the bottom. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649.
Holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
Let's get 5 calls right now. I'm with you. I gather.
All right.
get to the lines because they are jammed. Here's Paul. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I guess I agree with it. I didn't have a person sign a prenup, but I had to sign one once.
Oh, really? What did it say? What did it say?
Basically, what it was saying is she was protecting a condo that she had prior to us being married.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want me to, as she put it, you know, the air fingers, go after it if we ever got a divorce.
Okay. How old were you when you had to sign the prenup?
Like 40s.
Wow.
Are you still?
We were both older. It was our second. It was our second, you know, try it at that.
Are you still with her?
No.
No.
So you didn't air quotes go after the condo?
Yeah, I didn't. I did go after the condo either. You know, yeah.
So
it worked out for her.
Well, yeah, and it was one of those. It was, you know, because if you think about it, being married, there's a bit of business attached to a marriage.
A lot of business.
It is a partnership. It is a, you know, there are business transactions that you have to protect. So, you know.
There you go.
Fair enough. Listen, Paul, thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah. No worries. Have a good one.
Good luck, dude.
And I think it makes so much sense that he said it was our second time around. I think first time marriages, you know, you're like in your 20s, you're like, oh, it's okay, we're going to last forever. But the second time around, you're like, no, okay.
Oh, that's my damn condo.
Crap can happen. Sign
Keep
right
your
here.
Paws off my condo.
My condo.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Are you in favor of the prenup?
I'm in favor of the prenup because I'm actually going through a very similar situation. And I will say that, yes, it does suck the romance out, but you kind of have to think about it. And I was the one who brought it up, and he's kind of the one with the cash. So it was kind of odd to me that he wasn't even really considering it.
Wait a minute. So he's the one with the bank, if you will, but you're the one who addressed the idea of a prenup. Why is that?
I am a very practical person. I'm an accountant. And kind of came down to it. I was like, well, you know, a prenup doesn't just protect him. It also protects me.
Mm-hmm. It's a CYA.
You know, and that's kind of the way you got to think of it. It's like, if you're going into this as kind of a 50-50 partnership, both parties should be protected, not just him. So
there you go.
What
kind of cash
does he have? What are we talking about when you say he's got cash?
He's got some family money. Let's put it that way.
God, you're so lucky.
Okay. Look,
does he have a brother?
Actually, yes, he does.
There you go, Em.
You tell him I say hello.
Jennifer, I happen to think he's lucky. So you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. We have another Emily. She's on line 4. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
What do you think about the whole prenup thing?
I am all in favor of a prenup.
Hmm. It's funny. Yeah. Let me just jump in and say it's funny that the only calls that are coming through are people who are saying I'm in favor of it. You know there are people out there who think it's the worst thing ever. Why haven't they called us is what I want to know. Because they do exist.
Because they're crying
now. I am torn about it. I think that there's a lot to be said about the fact that it does take the romance out. But, you know, hard bottom line, my answer is in favor. It's definitely not a black and white issue, though.
Well, the romance is going to die anyway. Give the marriage 1 year. 1 year, the romance is gone anyway.
We're
just kickstarting it.
Excellent point, Jeremy.
Come on, the romance is going to go out the window anyway.
Emily, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
It's one of those things where if you're mature enough to actually commit your life to someone, you have to be mature enough to consider all of the options in that life.
Sure. All right, here's Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Prenup or not to prenup?
I brought up the prenup to my husband, who came into the marriage bringing a lot, and I was bringing nothing. I'm still a student, you know. It was just, we were at different places, and I asked him if he wanted to sign a prenup, and he said he didn't feel the need to, that he felt confident in us. And I think that the prenup is an important piece of paper that I was willing to sign in a heartbeat and never have to see again.
I guess in a way, if you're somebody incoming, let's just imagine whether it's the man or the woman coming into a relationship with a lot that you're bringing, like whether it's money or real estate or a business or something like that. If the other person is the one who comes to you and says, look, would you like to sign a prenup? That's a good little psychological tactic. You know what I mean?
Because
it's essentially saying, I'm not after all of this. You're doing a preemptive strike saying, I'm not after your money or your property.
Yeah.
Right.
We women know how to play the game. We know.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you did it this way, Sarah, but I'm seeing a little wiggle room for manipulation in somebody if they bring
maybe
it up.
Get a little bit more even.
Right.
You
so,
know?
So the person says, no, honey, we don't have to do that.
Are you
that.
Sure?
We don't have to do that. Sure? Wasn't it Paul McCartney who went into his second marriage without one? Was he the one?
With Heather?
Heather, yeah. Though, yeah.
Yeah, the gal without the leg?
Yes. Didn't he marry her without a prenup?
He did. Mm-hmm. And now his third marriage, she has more money than him, so they're good. So you live, you learn.
Sarah, good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
How about that guy where he got married years and years and years ago, like 20 years ago, to a younger woman, but when they got married, he assumed that she was just going after his money, so he secretly divorced her only like a year after they got married in another country.
And they just lived together without her knowing they were divorced?
Because in another I have no idea, but he divorced her, but they stayed together, so now it's been 20 years. She just found out that they're divorced, and now she's suing him, and she's probably going to get more money than had he not divorced her. So.
Oh, for God's sakes. So here's a thought for you, because you were talking about the timing. What if that became one of the first date conversations that people had?
Like politics, religion,
and
family.
Money and prenup.
Because if you think about it, you're not in a relationship. You're just getting to know each other. What if that became standard operating procedure for people on a first date?
Kind of tacky.
Not first date. No. I mean, at least
in the first 6 months.
Have just, boom, boom before you bring out the prenup.
Or maybe that just
right
becomes
after.
One of the things on the online dating. Right, you have to check a box whether you believe in that or don't. And for the people who are absolutely against it, they'd have to go. They just go with the unchecked box category.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm with them though. At least one, maybe two boom booms.
Right.
And then you talk.
Can
about
I get
it.
A couple crab cakes before we go over a legal document? Good lord.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.